off a border crossing between Gaza Strip and Egypt Tuesday, and its tanks pushed into the southern Gaza town of Rafah after a night of airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The Palestinian militant group said late on Monday it had agreed to a ceasefire proposal, but Israel said the terms did not meet its demands. A Gaza Border Authority spokesperson told Reuters the Rafah crossing, a vital route for aid into the enclave, is now closed. Aid trucks were seen stuck at the Egypt side of the Rafah crossing. On Tuesday morning, people searched for bodies under rubble of wrecked buildings in Rafah. More than 1 million people have sought refuge here, living in tented camps and makeshift shelters. Many are trying to leave, heeding Israeli orders for them to evacuate. But with large areas of the coastal enclave already laid to waste, they say they have nowhere safe to go.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Israeli public diplomacy spokesman David Mentzer Tuesday defended Israel's actions, telling reporters its main objective is to make sure Hamas is never a threat to Israel again.
The war cabinet unanimously decided Israel will continue its operation in Rafah in order to apply military pressure on Hamas to release our hostages and achieve all the war's objectives. Despite Hamas's grandstanding, Hamas's proposal is far from Israel's core demands. Nevertheless, Israel will dispatch a ranking delegation to Egypt to maximize any chance of an agreement on terms acceptable to Israel.
Mentzer insisted food aid continues to enter Gaza every single day, claiming 520,000 tons of aid, 27,000 trucks of water, food, medical supplies, and shelter enter the enclave every day. This is VOA News. Amid a critical shell shortage as they await shipments from the U.S. military aid package, Ukrainian artillery units are playing a hide-and-seek game with Russian attack drones. The drones are hunting high-value artillery weapons, as Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Crews, including the 43rd Artillery Brigade Reuters recently visited, say they face increasing harassment from enemy drones, now a staple of Russia's arsenal. Western-supplied artillery, like the German howitzer, is a priority target for Moscow. It has pledged to focus its strikes on these types of weapons. Like other Ukrainian artillery units, the 43rd Brigade faces a critical shell shortage that limits the howitzer's potential, forcing it to fire far fewer shells per day. Ukrainian troops across the sprawling front are anxiously awaiting shipments from a long-delayed $61 billion U.S. military aid package. Repairing the vehicle is also a challenge. The availability of spare parts is limited, and the navigation system frequently malfunctions and is difficult to fix on the battlefield.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen took part Tuesday in the 16th European Economic Congress in Katowice, Poland, where she spoke alongside Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk about boosting European defense capabilities. Von der Leyen, who's running for re-election this year in the EU parliamentary elections, promised steps towards boosting European defense industrial capacity over the next 5 years, and a report on European defense preparedness would be developed.
The $1,000 fine, Mark.
I apologize. That's the wrong piece of sound. Polish Prime Minister Tusk told the gathering if all of Europe had been better prepared for such difficult times, Russia would not have dared attack our friend Ukraine. Both Tusk and von der Leyen said during the next five-year term, the European Parliament believes Europe must be prepared for a situation which no force in the world would dare raise a hand against Europe. Researchers in the Caribbean say the clicking language used by sperm whales actually reflects a kind of alphabet. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
These clicking sounds appear to be similar to our words and language. Daniela Roos is the director of MIT's Artificial Intelligence Lab.
We believe that a coda is sort of like a foundational building block for the communication structure of whales.
She says there are many more codas than first thought. And it makes sense because sperm whales have a sophisticated bond. Ruth says they're not quite ready to interpret what the whales are saying, but hoping this discovery
will help us with whale conservation.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
It's VOA. One.